Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Man, let me tell you what I did, what I got the hook up to. I put that movie out, and I made more money off of that movie than I made off the first one because I didn't wait.
That's right.
We made more than we made off the first movie in 1 week.
So what kind of ROI you think that was? You got about a 5X?
Yeah.
Okay, what I just said was ROI, that's a return on investment.
Yeah.
That means if he put up, he said a couple million. I'm asking him what kind of ROI, what kind of return on investment on a couple million. He said about 5X. That means he got himself up to tune of 10 million or more.
In a week.
A week.
Well, so why you think I'm making more moves? I'm doing Get Your Bag.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm doing.
This shit's working. Yeah. Keep it going.
So I'm gonna be.
This shit's working.
I'm a diverse individual.
All of this shit is real.
Everybody like, what is it? Is he a family man? Is he a trapper? Is he a ladies man? I'm all of it.
All of it.
I beat your ass, kiss your girl, and go tuck my kids in, and then I show up and lead a march on the weekend.
It's all real.
This is Expeditiously. I am Tip T.I. Harry.
The following experience is not a test. The conversations and stories expressed on this podcast are meant to be an expression of purpose and truth. This show, entitled properly Expeditiously, is a free exchange of ideas and opinions with no judgment, no preconceived beliefs, and no fear. You're encouraged to share your thoughts and ask questions as long as it's done with respect. We believe it is through true love and respect for others that we will have an opportunity to change the world and speak truth to power. And we're going to do that one show at a time. Now, this is Expeditiously. I'm your host, T.I.P.
Listen, man, hailing from New Orleans, my next guest is the quintessential epitome of a self-made millionaire who made his way out the mud into legendary status. He's a rapper, actor, businessman, record producer, philanthropist, and even a former basketball player. I'm talking about professional. Like, this motherfucker actually got drafted. He is the founder and CEO of P. Miller Enterprises in 2009 for estimated Miller's net worth at nearly $700 million. Yeah. And this put him as the third richest figure in hip-hop at the time. I'm talking about an icon, a force in the industry that has paved the way and showed all of us a new blueprint, a new way, a new wave of doing things. Okay, we call this the Godfather. This gentleman is indeed a godfather of the game. So I'd like to welcome to Expeditiously the legend and one of my most significant, like, real motherfucking influences, Master Motherfucking P. Round of applause, man. And this shit is motherfucking. You was like the quintessential epitome of what a self-made millionaire who transitioned his way to legendary status, turning nothing and making a fucking empire. But now, as the word should tell us, faith without works is dead. So as much of a God there is, without you doing some shit that had to be done, faith without works is dead. There's a value in us being able to listen and be present and identify with what we hear when God say, hey, this is what you need to be doing, even when everybody else don't motherfucking get it. You know what I mean?
A lot of people don't want change, though.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's relative, friends, or whatever.
Right.
Can't be mad at me because I want more out of life.
You dig what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go get it.
And you actually studied the game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And developed the intel.
Yeah, and I give that props to the people that came before me, like the Lil J's, the Uncle Luke.
Now, Lil J, without them,
me being from the South, there wouldn't be no me.
Tony Draper, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
People like you, Jay Prince, Tony Draper,
Uncle Luke.
Uncle Luke, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, now, mind you, this one, I was like a 10, 11, 12-year-old trying to figure out how do I do what Chris from Crisscross and them did.
Yeah.
Go fucking fuck around and get discovered at a mall and, you know, become a sensation. But you actually put money to your belief in yourself and actually said, what made you go into Priority and say, I just want 85%?
Well, you know, if you really on the street.
Because you were the first of, I mean.
But you know, Tip, like people don't realize, a lot of people say they out here on the grind, they on the hustle. If you really out there and you got your own bread, you're going to invest it in yourself, especially if you want change. Like I said, I believe in God. I didn't want to be out there. Most people that you might talk to, they want to glorify that they want to be out there.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be on the streets. I just was there.
Right.
And so I educated myself. Went to college, went to University of Houston, went to Merritt College in Oakland. Education showed me that what's the value of a dollar, because most of us don't know that. We know how to make money, but we don't really know the value.
That's true.
We don't know our value.
That's definitely true.
So I spent $25,000 with Michael Jackson's attorney at the time, and I asked him, what's the best deal I could get? He said at the time, Michael Jackson had 22%. He had the biggest record deal in the world. And I'm thinking, damn, he got 22% and he owned all this stuff? What's bigger? He said, only thing you could get is a distribution deal. Where you get 15, where the record company get 15%.
85, 15,
and you get
split.
85%.
Yeah.
But you need 200,000.
Hell is you saying?
Yeah, back in the 90s.
You know what I mean?
So
you come up with a $200,000, you know what I'm saying, came on in what you need.
Yeah, and nobody believed because they thought, well, you know, he's just a dude from the streets. He ain't going
to
make it.
I mean, to be honest with you, nobody but you would have knew that shit was going to work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that was your vision that God placed on you, and it's a reason that you carried it out the way you did.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what I wanted. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I didn't want what everybody else wanted.
Right.
At the time, you had hip-hop artists that was – no, making no money.
Right.
But they thought they just had a record. Everybody just wanted to.
Yeah, everybody wanted to look big.
Yeah, they wanted to be pampered.
Big.
They wanted to be pampered. You know
how it is. And we all were a victim to it.
Yeah.
We all were a victim to it. You know what I'm saying? Until we grew and became wiser. And that,
you know what I say? I said, I want the next generation to feed off of me. Like I want to give them that
they
blueprint.
Will.
I ain't like I want to keep this with me.
You ain't even got to try.
Yeah.
They can stumble and fall and can't miss you.
Yeah. But you know, let me tell you the thing that's crazy. If I was giving somebody some negative stuff, Tip, they'll love me for it.
What you mean?
You know, if I was the old me. Think about it. So think about this. We don't glorify us growing to the positive side that we are.
I glorify you and whatever you represent because I've been studying you and your journey since I was a young motherfucker trying to figure out how to get in this shit.
Nah, man, it's, to be honest with you, it's all there. And I want to give that. So that's why I tell my masterclass is open. I'm an open book to this the ones that want it, because everybody don't want. You know, some people just really, they just want a record deal.
Well, since we're here talking about the business of music, and I think this is excellent conversation for all the young SoundCloud rappers, YouTube sensations, who drop some shit, it go viral, you come into a bunch of money, get a lot of fame real fast, don't know what to do with it. So a lot of motherfuckers will be listening, and they could really benefit from, I think, some, you know, key wisdom that you have to offer. First of all, can you explain to a person how the pie of royalties is split up?
Yeah.
And what most people are subjected to?
Yeah, well, most of us only see the pile of where it's coming from.
Right.
They don't know everything else that go with it.
Right.
And that's what made me an expert. I looked at them like, okay, if you're sending me a royalty check and it's domestic, where the international money at?
Mm.
Because you don't even know what you're selling overseas.
They stack a lot of numbers, you know what I'm saying? When you got big corporation, man, they're making so many transactions.
So let me tell you.
Millions and millions of dollars going, coming. It's big, you know what I mean?
But anybody
it's
listening
easy to miscalculate a few million dollars.
Okay, so let me
whoever's benefit.
So let me tell
if
you.
If you don't catch it.
So let me tell you.
Know what I mean?
Let me tell you how to
and
catch
it's
that.
It's up to you to catch it.
I'm going to give y'all some $1 million advice. It's okay for you to audit the company
Absolutely.
That you're doing with. So if you look at this tip, it's not only entertainers, but it's athletes too. They have financial advisors.
Mm-hmm.
They don't realize that you can audit those guys. Well,
Absolutely.
That's been my financial guy for 10 years. So let's really test
well,
that relationship.
If he's really been honest, this shit should be a breeze.
Exactly. And guess what?
He shouldn't be.
They don't want to
do
that.
No sweat off his motherfucking back.
You see what I'm saying?
If ain't nothing to hide.
Yeah. So.
And if he get to humming and hawing about what we're doing,
so,
well, maybe
all right,
there's
so look
something
at this.
To find.
Look at this. If somebody in the hood owe you some money, I don't care if it's $100.
You dig what I'm saying?
You go and check them. You need your bread.
I mean,
if you look at like,
you ain't gonna take a motherfucker word for it. Yeah,
so,
man. You know, I left that
so
right
look
there
at,
by your mama house.
Nah, you need
put
to
that
get
shit in my hand, Jack.
Yeah, yeah. So think about Kevin Garnett lost $70 million from a financial advisor.
And most motherfuckers who got his kind of money would have just let that slide. But a real goddamn hound about it.
Yes.
Went and did what?
And guess what? Sick the dogs on him.
And what was the outcome?
See, the outcome would be you're going to get your money because they know you know. You're educated.
You
so I have
saying,
financial
man?
Literacy for hip-hop. I don't care if you're on the streets or whatever. People say, what's the key to your success, P? I educated myself on
know
financial
what
literacy.
Questions to ask.
Yes. You know, you didn't know economics. You need to know banking. You need to know your money.
You need to know assets.
Yeah. Assets, liabilities, you need to know.
Even like intellectual properties
yes.
and how they can distribute.
Well, you also need to know how to spend money. Because we all know how to make money, but we don't know how to
That's
spend money.
That's something I ain't mastered quite.
Yeah.
I'm still working on that one.
I'm going to help you with that. So think about it. Everything that you buy, you have something to make some money. Like, so I got these Mayati shoes.
Right.
I want to send my kids to college.
Right.
So I'm thinking, okay, it's going to cost me a couple $100,000 to send them to the college I want. Maybe they might not get a scholarship, but okay,
yeah.
I invested into some product.
Yeah.
I invested into some product.
Intellectual property.
Yes. And
right.
so now I'm saying to myself, this is going to pay.
And you created value.
And I created value.
And
ownership.
And ownership, and it has developed itself into an asset.
And also, I created a market. I created
right.
a lane. Just like I'm saying, everybody's not going to like this shoe.
Just like LeVar Ball and them with the big baller. Bro.
Yeah. So,
you know what I'm saying?
So think about it. So now you have something that you
everybody
created.
Everybody ain't going to actually order it, but it's enough motherfuckers who will for you to do great business.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So think about it. Everything is not for everybody.
Right.
So my thing is start small and build.
Right.
But understand, think about it. The way they think. I ain't talking about the other cultures. They think. Everything that I get,
uh-huh.
I'm going to add some value in something to what I spend on. I'm about to replace it with something of value
uh-huh.
before I take out.
Right.
And so people don't realize it's all checks and balances. So my thing is we don't do that. We just go spend. So
this
that's what I'm saying about spending
this is
money.
True. This
so
is true.
Instead of me going saying I'm going to spend $1,000, with a shoe company like Nike or Gucci or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to invest maybe $10,000 and create my own.
Right.
And then if I sell enough, I don't have to sell a lot. I already made my money back.
Right.
I created a brand. Now I have something to market.
Absolutely.
Besides, even if you're in the music business, besides just the music.
Absolutely.
Because I tell people all the time, product outweighs talent.
Hey, listen, man, you ever notice how the whole world is on social media taking pictures? I mean, think about it. Every day, pictures for Instagram, Twitter, any of the other places, you know what I'm saying? Every social site, all of these people just taking pictures, cheesing, mugging, posing, clothes on, clothes off, with people by themselves, you know, with photographers, selfies in the bathroom, all kinds of pictures being taken, okay? Now, I want you to make sure you have your best camera ready to smile when it's time for you to take your picture. You understand that? I mean, I want for you what I have for myself. You understand? I want for my brothers and sisters what I want for me. And since I know I got my smile together, now it's time for you to get yours together too. It's easier than ever with clear aligners from Candid. Candid's aligners can help straighten your teeth faster than traditional wire braces. Treatment takes just 6 months on average. Plus, they're invisible and removable, so you're not going to scare nobody off, and it ain't going to get in the way of your business. You dig what I'm saying? With Candid, there's no doctor visits because they're shipped directly to you, and Candid costs 65% less than braces. You dig that? All right, so get your smile ready for the pictures that you post. You know, even if you're standing in front of somebody else's car, you still want to make sure your grill is together. You dig what I'm saying? Go to CandidCO.com/TI and use code TI to get $75 off. That's CandidCO.com/TI. Code TI for $75 off a brand new grill. You dig what I'm saying? CandidCO.com/TI code TI. Get you $75 off of a brand new grill, man. I'm talking some straight ones. Let's get into kind of diversification. Yeah. You know what I mean? You have some significant investments outside of just music and entertainment that kind of made you a true mogul.
Mm-hmm.
Not just in music,
but
just as an overall businessman. So can you tell me, you know what I mean, how did you learn to diversify? Do you have an advisor, or are you just like a gut instinct kind of?
So for me, I took a lot of seminars. I went to a lot of seminars. I wanted to see what other people are doing.
Right.
And I started saying to myself, I'm from New Orleans.
Yeah.
When a hurricane come, it wash everything away. You got to start over.
Uh-huh.
So I'm saying I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket.
Right.
So now I look at life, you know, as you in hip hop, you get older. You're not going to be the number one artist no more.
And who so think about fuck?
Exactly.
You know what
but
I mean?
But you can take what you've done
right
and platform it into something else.
Absolutely.
To be able to make the type
legacy.
Of, exactly.
Royalties,
income,
you know, residual income
to the lifestyle that you
for
created,
the generations to pass
to build generational
absolutely.
Wealth.
Absolutely.
So think about it. I wouldn't be relevant if you went off of what I did 20 years ago.
I mean, yes, you would. The shit was pretty significant, P.
That's cool.
Shit was pretty significant,
but,
P.
But think
I'm
about it.
I'm not gonna let you just blaze past like you're like yo.
But I'm saying though, for me, I'm a businessman.
Sure.
That ain't going to be just it for me,
but
too.
You are a businessman, but even before that, you are a person that come from the underserved areas of the community that had little to no resources.
Yeah.
And you built an empire with what you could think to goddamn strategize yourself with.
That's
like that shit, that's impressive.
Yeah, it's all vision, being a visionary.
Yeah.
You know, sitting in that ghetto, but not letting the ghetto take control of my mind.
Warren Buffett, motherfuckers like Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, even Donald Trump. Okay, you guys did phenomenal things to break barriers and to, like, kind of put yourself on a platform to be the greatest at what you do. But try doing that shit as a nigga.
Yeah.
And then you had you something.
Yeah,
you dig what I'm saying?
Nah, it's a lot
Cause
of
y'all
work.
Had door with just flew open for y'all on the way. You get the y'all got to blunder through opportunities that could have set any of our lives on the right path for generation. So, I mean, with everybody else, of course there's a significant amount of skill, and everybody's like, you know, they dictate their own destiny. But everything the white boy did, man, if you a brother and you accomplish the same thing, that shit is much more difficult.
Yeah, no, it's difficult, but it was build your character. You know what I'm saying? So I thank the man up above for giving me the mindset that I have, because without that, it's hard to get through all the negativity.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it's a blessing, man, and it comes with education. I keep telling people, knowledge is money.
You so don't what have are the to, best what are the best books you've read? Like, tell me, like, you know, what are your go-to, you know, books to go read?
Yeah, I mean, so for me is The Art of War.
Mm.
The reason why, because a good soldier prepare for war in time,
at a
of,
time
peace.
Of peace. Absolutely.
And a lot of us don't understand that. Mm, you know, because
all the war is deception.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Keep your enemy focused on left when you're moving right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The other war is deception. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I get that. I mean, but just like, for instance, I guess the spook that sat by the door is like a big, you know what I mean? That shit kind of changed the way I look at shit a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what books were like that for you?
Well,
that a motherfucker who just want to stumble into some understanding and some wisdom, what could you give them?
So, for me, you know, I did a lot of reading on, like, if you look at, like, Malcolm X.
Mm.
So, I looked at, because I understand that they don't want to see you get to where you got it, just because of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's harder. Like you said, it's harder for us. So you have to know that.
Right.
So, when I walk out my door, you know, my grandmother told me, your best way to come home is doing what it takes to get back.
Mm.
Whether that's keeping your mouth closed or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Only way you could fight what you have is you got to get back home.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, most of us walk out the door thinking we got all these rights, but we really don't. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
you only got one right to come back home if you do the right thing.
Listen,
now,
is how I feel.
Okay.
This is how I feel. And I just happened to be saying this, you know what I'm saying? I had an epiphany earlier. Go figure. I was like, yo, I don't know if time traveling is real or is a real thing, but if it were real, I feel like I would be sent here from the future to tell motherfuckers right now, y'all already free, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Quit asking a motherfucker for some shit that's already yours.
Yeah.
All you got to do is stop giving it away.
Yeah.
It's already, you free, motherfucker.
But like I said, it's a mindset.
I came from the future to tell you motherfuckers, quit fighting, going back and forth about and asking for freedom. Nigga, you free.
Yeah.
You were born free. That's your God-given right to be free.
Yeah.
And unless you get tricked out of it, giving it to another motherfucker, ain't nothing you got to ever ask nobody for.
Well, you know what? Like I said, without being educated, we don't understand it. A lot of, just think about it. The average Joe Blow that's on the corner don't understand it.
They what? That's great for them. But we've always kind of like challenged ourselves to be exceptional thinkers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Critical thinkers that could kind of, you know, solve problems.
Yeah.
You know, solution strategists.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Finding the fucking remedies to all of these shit that block. All of the things that block us from where we trying to get to.
So let me tell you how I've always thought. You got to be 10 steps ahead of them. Sometimes I don't have to say too much, but I have to be prepared. I never done business while I was desperate. So I tell people, if you want to be successful, you have to learn negotiation.
Leverage.
Yep. Never do business.
When you don't have leverage, you got to create it.
Yeah, and they can see it.
Yeah, I mean,
they already see you desperate. Okay, you walking in this room, you tell them I got to do this deal. No, I ain't got to do this deal.
Cause guess what? This what I got. Can't nobody give it to you but me.
Exactly.
So you can go on wherever the fuck else you want to do with all that bullshit that ain't this.
Yeah.
But to get this,
you know what?
You got to come here.
You know your value.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah. So let me tell you something. When I first started doing music, I was opening up for Tupac. They ain't want to see me.
Right.
I had one fan. I had one dude in the audience. Body.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to take that one and turn that into millions.
And you did.
And I did.
You did.
I sold over 100 million records independent. But guess what? At the beginning, nobody believed.
100 million records, Pete?
Yeah.
Independent. On the 85, 50?
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yes.
You made away like a bandit.
Yeah. But you know what?
All of you young SoundCloud rappers, please understand the significance of this deal. Now, me, I pride myself on being a guy who never really did a bad deal in my life. My first deal I signed was to LaFace. It was a 16-point deal, which was much better than most motherfuckers were getting. They was getting 12s and 14s.
Some was getting 7%.
You dig what I'm saying? But after
L.A. didn't really, the merger happened. Mm-hmm. He dissolved LaFace, became the president of Arista. That whole thing went on. My shit, he didn't really, like, he didn't understand what it was doing. He knew it was something, but it ain't finna, you know, get in the way of this Tony Braxton Outkast TLC business I'm doing. Yeah. This Usher business I'm doing. So I basically said, man, I got a vision. I see this shit gonna work. I know what I got. Either give me $2 million or let me go. Motherfucker let me go.
Yeah.
But he let me go when I was at my fucking hottest. Mm-hmm. I was a free agent, had my pick of whatever kind of deal I could do.
Yeah.
And shit, I landed on a multi-million dollar joint venture, 50-50 net profits deal with Atlantic.
But think about it, if you never...
And nobody else had that shit back then.
But like, you had to go through something. But you had to go through something.
I saw after I got into that back and forth with LaFace or Arista and all that shit, and I said, oh, so I really have to depend on these motherfuckers liking my shit?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I didn't like that. So I took matters into my own hands. I started calling PDs and promoters, paying for my own self. And I was making street money and shit, so I had enough money to... get some vans and go to motherfucking Augusta, go to motherfucking Columbia, South Carolina. So I started doing my own thing and repackaged, started making motherfucking mixtapes and shit. And lo and behold, this shit started making its way back up into the building. Mm-hmm. These motherfuckers turned their back on me after my shit came out. I ain't heard shit from them. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, their phone started ringing. Like, Tip, you got something going on down there, don't you? Yeah, motherfucker. So give me $2 million.
Yeah.
Or let me go.
Yeah.
And they let me go. And well, that's when I got my net profits deal.
Yeah.
And that shit still feeds my children today.
Let me tell you something. Anybody that's listening to this that want to be in the music business, don't be afraid to take a fall or a stumble. Because it's not over.
With no struggle, there's no progress.
Exactly. And think about it. But look what you educated yourself for the next... The next move you was making, man. You already knew. So that's what I tell you. So think
but
about
if
this.
Not for you, I wouldn't even know to go in there and do that deal. Yeah. I wouldn't know to go ask for that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
See, I didn't ask for the deal that you asked for.
Yeah.
Because I want me a little money in my pocket, too. You dig what I'm saying? So
ain't
like,
nothing
right,
wrong with
let
that.
Let me get just enough of this to maintain equal ownership in my art. But I want a bankroll as well.
So let me tell you something, everybody that's listening. Every deal ain't for everybody. The deal that I have is not for, because you think about it, the deal that I had, it was work, work, work. I had to put in all the work.
And you put your own money up front.
I put my own money up front.
You didn't go in there asking nobody to invest in your belief.
Yeah.
You went in with your own money and said, all I need you to do is press this shit up, get it out there, and I'm going to do the rest.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is a lot of work, because like you say.
That's a lot of responsibility also to assume at such a young age.
Yeah. So you think about it, I'm flying to all these places, whether it's Circuit City, Kmart, Walmart.
Right.
I have to do the business meeting with them.
Yeah.
This is my product.
So you, but Master P as an artist and as a like a record company mogul, you were your own manager?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So you negotiated your tours
everything.
And all your radio budget. You did that.
I did it myself.
So,
well, you know, I've been blessed. I've been blessed.
We all have.
I've been blessed, and I thank the man, and I'm.
But
you know,
you opened the door for motherfuckers like me to be blessed.
Yeah.
Like you really paved the way and kind of like developed a master plan of a blueprint for a nigga at the ghetto in the South to follow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, you know what?
That would be competitive to the Bad Boys, to the Russell Simmons, to the Murder Inks, to the Rockefellers.
Yeah.
And well, you're just a nigga from the projects in New Orleans.
Exactly. Let me tell you something, but that's why I take my hat off to Lil J and Uncle Luke. Because think about it, I realize.
The Godfathers.
Yeah. We,
the Godfathers.
We have to celebrate
Uncle
them
Luke.
People. Yeah. Tony Draper.
You know, and Jay Prince.
And Jay Prince, because I didn't come from the West Coast or the East Coast. I don't know that life.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
When I was
in the club, Tip, when I see Jay Prince come through there, I'm like, who that?
Hey, man, we were the midgets who stood on the shoulders of giants. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we should never forget that.
Yeah, and,
you know what I mean?
And I think that's why my blessings keep coming, because I know I have to celebrate these people that came before me.
Sure.
You know, I don't matter how much I done made. I probably done passed people up. I don't look at it like that. But my thing is, what I do is, I know without them people, it wouldn't be me.
You dig what I'm saying?
Straight up.
Yeah.
You know.
So, yo, you know, I'm super excited to talk to you about my new project, Rhythm and Flow, on Netflix, man. I had the pleasure of sitting alongside Cardi B and Chance the Rapper and some other amazing guest hosts to basically comb the streets of our cities and nationwide to find you guys the next hip-hop superstar. It's the first of its kind, you know what I'm saying? There's never been a hip-hop competition show like this. There's never been another competition show like this. You know what I'm saying? This shit is real. It maintains significant levels of authenticity. Myself, Cardi B, and Chance the Rapper are looking for undiscovered talent across the country. You dig what I'm saying? We're not doing normal audition. We're going to find talent where talent happens. You know what I'm saying? The places where the culture are the most specifically vibrant. You know, from barbershops to nightclubs. In Atlanta, I got some help from my player partners, Killer Mike, Quavo, and Big Boy. You understand that? We found that Atlanta has a high level of extreme talent, but it's some cap on that too. So we're going to have to separate the cap from the exceptionally talented and gifted. We're gonna figure out how this shit go down. But what really make this show stand out is that we'll dive into every aspect of this thing of ours called hip-hop, MCing, rapping, you know, however y'all want to present it. You know, it's really just presenting y'all with a song for yourself, you know, to be the soundtrack to your lives. That's real important work. I take that shit seriously. It's not just about if you can rap. You also have to excel in cyphers, rap battles, producing your own music, having a vision for how you want your shit to be presented to the world, whether that's visually with videos, whether that's in performances, on stage, award show worthy with pyro and dancers and all that other type shit. You have to see that before anyone else does. And if you can't do that, then you ain't ready yet. Now, we'll test the limits of our contestants, and we found some real shit. Check out Rhythm and Flow now streaming only on Netflix. Now, they get back to expeditiously.
I think that your legacy, man, it definitely speaks volumes to, you know, what you've been able to establish yourself as a representation of this culture.
Yeah.
That shit is, you know, it's monumental. It should be acknowledged.
Yeah. Nah, man, you know what? But I don't look for that.
Well, you ain't got to look for it. Guess what? Because I don't either.
That
shit should be
You know, but let me tell you something. What I was disappointed about. So,
tell me.
Me and Nipsey Hussle was tight, man.
Right.
And this a dude that I looked at like, he deserved all that wise.
You know, to see
everything that he gave this man after he was gone. It was crazy. You know, we get it, but
This is the thing, though, bro. Like, you know, those of us who are most directly in tune with the minutiae of what the fuck Nipsey represented, we are going to, we're going to absorb it. We're going to get it first. I can't really blame them because they didn't get it at the same time I got it. They not pulled to. They ain't in tune.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel you.
But I feel like when he passed, what happened was he kind of transcended the physical of, like, now this shit is something totally different.
Yeah.
This shit is, it's bigger than, you know.
Yeah, you know, but for me, I ain't going to lie to you.
And it reached it made an impact on so many more people because of it.
Yeah. Now, it was supposed to, but I'm just saying, you know, like, say, for instance, we home, but you know. Like what this person about, and you just want for us. You done felt the glory of selling millions of records.
Sure,
this man never felt, and he know these.
But the thing is, he didn't need that. That ain't.
Yeah.
I remember having the conversation with him because, mind you, the Marathon store.
Mm-hmm.
He started selling mixtapes in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Then he became a tenant as a renter fee.
Yeah.
And he began to rent more and more
and take over the building.
He was talking to me, asking me, like, you know what I'm saying, how to develop intellectual property, how to kind of like, he saw what I did with Hustle Gang.
Because
the shit started as a merch item and then we turned it into a full brand.
Yeah.
And he like, yo, how did you take that shit that started as a hoodie and turn that shit into like, you know what I mean? So we began to talk about, you know, manufacturing, distribution, like how to. But I told him, like, to be honest with you, what I did was I had a vision and I went and partnered with some motherfuckers who could do the work in the areas that I ain't familiar with, like the distributions and manufacturing and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And I just get a healthy percentage.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
But he say, no, I'm going to do the shit myself. I'm going to tell me how. Yeah. So I gave, you know what I mean? Yeah. Of course, we gave him a line on the manufacturer that we had in China. Yeah. I'm like, man, I don't call these people, but here, if you want them, here they are.
Yeah.
And he like, shit, man, I'm going to do this shit myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like, cool, shit. Yeah. And it was impressive to see the tenacity that he took all of the things that I said to him, that Puff said to him, that Jay said to him, that you, everybody said to him, and he took and motherfucking, he manifested that shit into.
Nah, he molded himself into.
You dig what I'm saying?
But this is what I was saying, right?
That shit hasn't been done since Pac.
So whether
he got the chance to absorb the feeling of selling millions of records, that shit don't mean the impact.
So,
I remember him telling me, because after he became a tenant, I said, man, now you got to buy the building.
He said, man,
they won't sell it to me, cuz.
Yeah.
I said, man, you got to send somebody else in there and talk to me.
Yeah.
And then I remember he was doing press, I think, with Victory Lap Draw, or either about the Grammy nomination, I forget. And he and we was going out to the club because, you know, of course he tap in when he in the A. Uh-huh. And we just linked up. And so, you know, we were sitting in the valet waiting on the car to come around. He say, you won't believe this shit, cuz. I'm like, what? I got it.
Mm-hmm.
The building?
Mm-hmm.
It's mine.
Mm-hmm.
I say, boy, you.
Yeah. Well, you know,
you killed the game.
You could come from the streets,
but I remember the satisfaction. I remember how empowered he felt by coming back telling me that after I told him you need to do that, and he said, "Man, I don't know how," and he went and figured that shit out,
but
made it happen. And when he told me,
you felt
that
good
shit
about.
Was just as good as selling a million records.
Yeah. Yeah.
That shit meant
but
more
you know
to
what
him
he
than going 10-time platinum.
He educated himself, too.
I assure you.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, right now, all of his studying, all of his practices, all of, you know, the things that he implemented and he was able to kind of pass down to the next generation, that shit gonna live on forever.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely proud of that, to be honest with you. I'm proud of that. I'm proud of what he was able to do. And, you know, it's more of a media thing with me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because think about it, just like you, being who you is. You might come up with the hottest record right now.
Mm-hmm.
But just because they think your time is over with, they ain't going to accept it. Think about it.
They ain't. They don't determine what the fuck go on with me.
I get it, Tip. I get that part.
They don't determine
I get
it. It ain't up to them.
Nah. So,
it ain't up to you, Jack.
Nah. But guess what? But
you
what
ain't
I'm,
no motherfucking judge or jury on my goddamn
But what I'm saying, though, if you have the hottest record, like right now, those records was probably with Nipsey, 5 records on the radio. Same records that was out before.
Right.
That's the only thing I'm saying. Now, no, we get it because we loved him, so we get that part. I'm just saying for me, for them to come now and spin that like that is crazy to me. I don't want that. I'm just telling you, I don't want that.
You ain't gonna have no choice.
Damn.
No matter how much love they show you today, they can show you all the love.
Yeah, I don't want
just like
that.
Right now, I'm telling you, man. Hats off, salute.
Yeah.
Nigga, you deserve to be celebrated and applauded for your work.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that right now in your face.
Okay.
This program is being interrupted with breaking news. You understand that? I have a message to deliver to all of the people who have been asking me in my travels as I go around doing press for Rhythm and Flow and other things, who ask me why haven't I been dropping any music. Well, just because I hadn't thought to, and you guys put it on my mind and twisted my arm. So make sure you stay to the end of the episode, because I'm going to be debuting a new song. It's called Sabotage, and it jamming.
Hey, say, look, right? It's 2019 going into 2020. And at this time in this world of ours, everybody need a great pair of wireless earbuds. Now, but before you go dropping hundreds and hundreds of dollars on a pair, what you need to do is check out the wireless earbud from Raycon. Now, Raycon earbuds start at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market. And they sound amazing, okay? The company was actually co-founded by my player partner, Ray J. And he got celebrities all around, man, already
obsessed with them. Raycon's E50 wireless earbuds have totally changed the game for me and others. Now, I hadn't necessarily even found myself in use of a pair of wireless earbuds in quite some time. I can't keep up with them. But I will say, when I ran into a man in Hip Hop Square, he let me try them out and he gave me some. They're extremely comfortable. They're easy to take anywhere. Unlike some of the other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish, discreet, no dangling wires, no stems, and of course, they look good. And they sound great, all right? Raycon offers their wireless earbuds for everybody in a range of fun colors, you know what I'm saying? I know everybody want they want their earbud to match their drip nowadays. That's what the youngsters told me. And they want them at a better price. Hey, listen, man, what you can do is go to buyraycon.com/TI to get 15% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/TI for 15% off of Raycon wireless earbud. If you've been eyeing a pair now at the time, you know what I mean? Hey, listen, man, I can get you an amazing deal. I know a guy. You dig what I'm saying? One more time. That's buyraycon.com/TI. Tell them I sent you.
I know you're not ready for this from the end yet, so expeditiously shall continue.
So, what was your first, like, major investment outside of music? Mm. Like, what developed? Because you had, like, gas stations and all kinds of shit. So, what piqued your interest as, like, an entrepreneur or, like, from a business investment perspective early on?
For me, real estate.
Okay.
Being from the
South. What was your first big purchase in real estate? Did you go residential or commercial?
I went residential first. I brought my mom and my grandmother house.
Okay.
Then I brought a building on Canal Street.
Commercial.
In New Orleans. Commercial.
Okay. How so big?
Big. No other African American had a building on Canal Street.
What
in
mean,
New Orleans.
Like how many square feet, how many floors?
That building before Hurricane Katrina is probably was big as a school.
Okay. Like, 100,000 square feet?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
One level, two levels?
Five levels.
Okay. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Downtown Canal Street, you say?
For a man from the project.
All right. Yeah.
From the project.
Let a motherfucker know you're swinging a big stick in the city. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, you went from that to what?
Buying all kind of houses and, you know, being a part of knowing that I could make money doing this.
Right. What got you into franchises? Because you also, you know, were the first in our industry to kind of, you know, reap the benefits of, you know, being early on franchising. And I know people like, you know, Ross have kind of patterned after that, and even Khaled.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean?
Well,
my boy Dream, he owned a whole bunch of motherfucking Popeye chickens and all kinds of shit.
So I went from thinking like that because I thought that was the easiest way.
Right.
When you get into a franchise, the business is already set up for you.
Right.
And to now, you know, in New Orleans, I probably got one of the biggest burger places in New Orleans now that's turning into a franchise that I started.
What's the name of it?
It's called Big Papa's.
Okay.
So when you come to New Orleans, you got to stop at Big Papa's. It's the best burgers in town.
That's right.
You know, so.
Shit, get that out there. Big Papa's.
Big,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shit.
Big Papa Burgers.
Yeah. Make it your business.
Yeah.
When you're in New Orleans, you know what I'm saying? Go support something real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's off of 3rd Street. So 4400.
But, you know, I also want to let everybody know, all the youngsters in here, listen, man, I patterned a lot of my business plays and my business acumen outside of music, not talking about the music shit, outside of music. Like, I knew to go and buy a multifamily motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I knew that she could it. I knew, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Residual income.
Yeah.
I know that we live in the closest thing to downtown. Most motherfucking ghettos and, you know, most Martin Luther King's is right downtown.
Yeah. You in the hood.
Which is prime motherfucking real estate.
Yeah.
As soon as they start expanding downtown.
You're going to be able to.
So you buy this shit up, man, that shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, man.
To build the dome, they had to go and holler at some number running niggas, you know what I'm saying, over off Fast Street to figure this shit out.
Yeah.
To build this dome you want to build. You know what I mean? You got to get me out your way. I've been here first.
That's, see, that's thinking outside of the box.
Yeah.
Because even when I moved to Baton Rouge, I brought all this land. I brought the Coca-Cola building.
Uh-huh.
I brought a bunch of land on the side of the roads in Baton Rouge, but I knew they was going to one day build a mall.
Right.
And so...
Did they build a motherfucking Pete?
They built it.
Did they build it?
They built it.
Had to get you out their way, didn't
they?
Had to get you out their way, didn't they?
Had to get me out their way.
Dude, you kind of mentioned exactly like what it took to get you out their way.
It was a lot.
It was a lot?
Yeah, I can't talk about it. It was a lot, though.
Man, shit, man. And so how many years in the making was that development, though? What year did you buy versus what year did it materialize?
It materialized.
Just to give some perspective.
It took 10 years.
You see what I'm saying?
So
how much did you spend 10 years ago?
A little bit of nothing.
Like what?
I mean, for the...
$35,000, $100,000?
Maybe a couple hundred for each land, but it was big land.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So a couple hundred thousand. Don't sneeze at this.
Yeah.
A couple hundred thousand just to buy some shit to sit on it for 10 years hoping it go your way.
Yeah.
That shit is fucking sheer vision.
Yeah, and it was just land.
You dig what I'm saying?
Just on the side of the road.
You know how many motherfuckers rode by that shit before you thought to buy it?
Yeah. Well, they didn't do nothing. So this is what I want to tell y'all. They didn't do nothing to have that type of money to buy that type of product. So that property wouldn't have been brought unless you had more. I tell athletes all the time, because they look at their financial advisor, tell them, I say, you know what? The difference with your financial advisor, he didn't have to live the way we live.
Right.
So he's telling you things from a conservative.
A lot of people see money as kind of like, they see money as a spoil,
mm-hmm.
whereas I see that shit as an instrument.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Money is an instrument. This shit is for me to take. I got this, my money. This is what I got. Okay, cool. How do I take this shit and leverage it in a way to get more? So that's like, what money is.
So just what you just said, money is a tool.
It's an instrument.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
so you take that tool and you said, okay.
Even when we going in the goddamn strip club throwing up $10,000, $100,000, that shit is still marketing.
Yeah.
It's still a part of the brand.
Well, I don't do that part, but...
Shit.
You know,
you done fucked up enough.
I don't do that part.
You done fucked up enough.
I don't do that part, Jill. I don't do that part. I don't do that part, man.
Shit.
But, you know, but...
I done did. It done came back 10 times
I ain't mad at you.
Over.
You know?
It done came back 10 times over. You know, happy to be able to invest in single mothers.
Yeah. But I'm going to tell you something that I look at.
What's that?
If you look at these athletes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody telling them what to do because they have no education on their money.
Mm.
They have no financial literacy. So at the same time, that person says, so think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though this your guy and you like him, he still couldn't tell you what to do with your money.
Right.
See what I'm saying? You still had to make that decision on your own.
You got to.
And that's what people.
It's a good instinct.
Yeah.
Play. Like, you got to be able to goddamn call that shot.
Yeah.
Because.
It's your money.
Yes. But also, though, most motherfuckers would rather.
Yeah.
Exist in a world where they know they could kind of skate by being average.
Never have to take
the chance to win big.
Well, how can you ever make any money if you don't take a chance?
Hey, man, I'm going for the whole motherfucker. Y'all let me in here, then.
Yeah.
I'm at the table.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
I'm going for the whole motherfucking house.
Let's go and play.
Ain't no need goddamn coming in this motherfucker and goddamn talking about what I wish I would have did when I get back home.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you
going
my thing.
For the whole house.
If I worked hard to do something, nobody's going to tell me what to do with it.
Ain't nobody gonna tell me what the fuck I can't do. That's between me and God.
Exactly.
What the fuck I can do between me and
we
God?
Can't
you
take it
no
with
hand
us.
In this.
We can't take it with us.
You can't tell me what the fuck I can goddamn do.
Man, I'm gonna tell you something. These athletes, they get caught up into that. Like, that's, I don't know why.
We have to control our, we have to do a better job of protecting and controlling our culture.
Yeah. Man, let me tell you what I did, what I got the hook up to. I put that movie out. And I made more money off of that movie than I made off the first one
because
I didn't wait.
That's right.
I made the best out of what I had.
What was the budget for that?
Couple million.
Ooh. Self-finance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me and my son. Me
That's
and Romeo
right.
did it on our own.
It's dope.
We made
It's phenomenal.
We made more than we made off the first movie
That's phenomenal.
In 1 week with all the social media.
So what
kind
of ROI you think that was? You got you about, what, a 5X?
Yeah.
Got to buy the 5X.
Yeah.
Okay, what I just said was ROI, that's a return on investment.
Yeah.
That means if he put up, he said a couple million. I'm asking him what kind of ROI, what kind of return on investment on a couple million. He said about 5X. That means he goddamn got himself up to tune of 10 million or more. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know.
In a week.
Huh?
In a week.
A week?
A week.
Well,
so why you think I'm making more movies? I'm doing Get Your Bag.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm doing.
This shit's working. Yeah. Keep it going.
So I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be.
This shit's working.
Yeah.
Eureka! We're back.
Yeah. Yeah. So
you know what I mean?
The same thing I did in movies. I mean, in music, I'm doing it in movies now. But I started small. I'm like, let me test this streaming system.
Yeah.
Let me see how this worked, because this wasn't around when we put out the first one.
Right.
And then even the cable TV and that stuff, it
There's
wasn't around.
A lot of other platforms, a lot of other ways.
I ain't even got overseas yet.
Right.
This just domestic.
That. A lot of people don't know the difference between domestic and international.
Yeah.
Kind of like licensing.
Man, I'm the number one urban comedy in America, and started with a small film and said, let me build. You know, I tell people all the time, it's like, start small and keep building. Because I know once.
Man, do what you can, and you can do what you want.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm
saying?
That's how. Do what you can, and you can do what you want. Don't sit around talking about, I can't afford this camera.
No.
Oh, I can't afford this location. Yeah. Man, get the fuck out there and do the shit.
Man, we put 100.
Be a motherfucker who's sitting around talking about what the fuck he wish he would have did.
Man, we gave 126 people opportunities, speaking roles in a movie. Our people.
That's phenomenal, bro.
You know,
that shit should be acknowledged and that shit should be celebrated.
Yeah, and we.
I thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate you.
Nah, for sure.
I salute you.
For sure, homie.
I respect you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And I support you. You know what I mean.
And it's vice versa.
If I don't understand,
you like these motherfuckers, man.
I don't
go
fuck
ahead.
With
he like them. He
I
like
with you though.
Yeah.
You
well, I'm gonna get you a pair anyway.
Come on, man. All
right.
I can't wait for you, goddamn. I'm gonna take a picture.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sit them motherfuckers up high on my goddamn. On my
and
show.
Guess what? But that's all I respect for you to do.
Yeah, hey, man.
You know what I'm saying? Think about it. I'll do the same thing for you. I don't
Absolutely.
Care. It don't matter.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? All your friends ain't my friends. It don't matter.
Yeah.
I mess with you.
I fuck with you.
Exactly.
I believe in you.
Same here.
So even if the shoe don't work and you stumble up on a motherfucking technology venture, I'm still invested in you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm going to go with you.
Yeah.
So I think that's, you know, a lot of time motherfuckers get caught in hopping on brands or shit because it's hot and they think that they could kind of win. But no, man. Like,
man, let me tell y'all something. A lot of that shit that people win now.
I'd rather invest in people.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. So I started with the, I started putting the leopard in the loud colors on the shoes. Now Versace doing it. But ain't nobody going to say nothing. But I'm the guy that started
Versace
with that.
Been doing that shit. Though.
You know what I'm saying? No, but I'm just saying not on the shoes. Like when I they just came into the game with that right now. You'll see. But before I did, everybody was like, "Man, nah, P, I don't like the leopard on the."
Who gives a fuck what
I
you
didn't.
Like?
I didn't.
This is my shit.
Yeah.
I'm paying for it,
and I put it out.
It don't cost you nothing. Swipe left, motherfucker.
Yeah.
This shit don't cost you nothing, man. Mind your business and not mine.
And that's how I built my brand. Let me tell you something. When I first started Tip, I started No Limit. You got to imagine. Nobody didn't understand that. It was like,
man,
that shit ain't going to work.
Man.
But you know, but they wasn't
nobody would have believed that shit was going to work with you, Pete.
Yeah.
Nobody would have believed that shit was going to work but you, Pete.
Well, let me tell you what happened. Me and my homies in the hood, they was like, man, what kind of scheme that is? You talking about your boy Mule. I'm like, my nigga, I'm trying to do something legit the right way.
What kind of motherfucking con you got going talking about some motherfucking music?
You see what I'm saying?
You know what the fuck we do around here. Fuck is you talking about music?
And guess where they
it's
at?
It's witchery, you speak.
Guess where they at? They still left.
You dig what I'm saying?
You know what
but
saying?
You had the vision, man. You worked your way out of it.
Yeah. But think about this, Tip. We ask that question to a lot of other people we know. They, man, it's all, I don't love nothing because I'm the hardest dude
man.
In the world. Think about it. It's a different answer.
That's
I just told
way
you.
In tune with himself. He ain't honest with himself.
I ain't trying to be around him.
He trying to lie to me because he don't want to keep it real with himself.
I'm gonna tell you something. He's projecting.
Yeah. And you know, I'm gonna tell y'all something about me. In the real field of psychology, they call that projecting.
Yeah.
You are projecting your fears and failures onto the next person.
Yeah.
You don't see what they can do.
Yeah.
In that position, you see what you would, what you think that you could do.
Let me tell you,
in that position.
Let me tell you the worst type of people I done met. Everybody won't be the toughest and the hardest dude. I never wanted to be. I never considered myself a gangster. I just stood up whenever I need to stand
That's
up.
That's how I'm out of.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
I never, and I could be the nicest dude in the world. I could be the worstest. But my whole
thing. As long as you stand on something.
That's it.
Like, as long as you stand on something. As long as you able to say, nigga. Anybody cross that line, it's on.
Well, I'm going to tell you something.
If you can't do that, shit, your ass sharp, fool.
I'm going to tell you another thing.
You got to know, you got to draw that line, press that line.
Yeah.
And the shit got to mean something.
I'm going to tell
like
you.
Like Pimp C say, and some motherfucking, and a fight come with that.
Yeah.
With some motherfucking, with my cologne, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that shit, man, that shit serious.
Yeah.
That shit means something coming from where we come from.
Oh, yeah.
And most motherfuckers, I don't even think that shit, it don't hold the same value or the same kind of meaning.
Well, let me tell you something for me, right? I knew that I was going to be successful because, and I knew I was going to make it out even when I had nothing because I knew how to love. I love myself. I love my mama. You know what I'm saying? I knew. I just said to myself, I say, this woman don't work so hard. She done struggle for me.
Right.
She don't have nothing. I'm about to go struggle for her.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So that's what I was meaning. That for me, that drove me. Like I jump in a car, I gotta go do something to get her something.
Whatever,
you know what I'm saying? Whatever it took. That was it.
That was the motivation that you needed to get you here.
And let me tell you something.
For me, I was just saying, man, I got to have it. It's out there.
Yeah.
It's out there.
Yeah.
Somebody's gonna get it. Why the fuck not me?
Yeah.
Shit. It billions out there every day. There's a deal to be done. Yeah. Why in the fuck would I not be the one doing it?
Yeah.
It's up to me to get up and find the deal and make the play that's meant for me.
Well, you know what you wanted.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So in that, but you know, a lot of people not where they want to be at, and they get mad and frustrated. I tell people, you got 24 hours, just like me. What you doing with yours?
Hey, look, let me tell you something. Motherfuckers like us know what it's like to have to turn. Like, we made this shit happen with zero means.
Yeah, you know what it is
to
not have nothing.
We had to come from nothing.
Yeah.
An idea and a motherfucking chalkboard. With a bunch of motherfuckers who had no idea what the fuck they were doing, say, hey, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Shit, what the fuck I need to do?
Yeah.
And we figured that shit out and made it what it is today. So we could do that shit from nothing. Imagine what we could do with some tens or some millions or some hundreds of millions.
Imagine.
I don't need no motherfucking luck. I'ma move this money around. I'm going to acquire an intellectual property. I'm going to create value. Going to raise the value of this intellectual property, make it into a sustainable asset that I then reap the benefits of my return of investment. I'm going to do that. It don't matter. My name ain't even got to be on it. You dig what I'm saying?
I get you. You know what? To be honest with you, the thing is that you got to look at. Most people don't want to see our vision because of this. We see it. No, they can't stop us.
That shit don't mean nothing.
We ain't even tripping on them, but I'm just telling you why we couldn't did this quicker.
But guess what? We could have did it quicker because we sitting around waiting on them to agree with us.
I ain't never, you know, I don't. That's what I'm saying.
And they directions off of what another motherfucker say they should or should not do.
Yeah.
We ain't never did that.
Nah.
But it's a lot of motherfuckers who do.
Yeah.
And stop doing that shit, man.
Yeah.
Trust your vision.
Yeah.
There's an instinct inside of you.
Why you think I run by myself?
Cause
I don't have time to listen to them tell me what I can do. I've always thought outside the box. I never sit around.
We ain't never got down. We didn't get where we are right now.
Yeah.
having other motherfuckers dictate our direction.
Yeah.
We came in there, motherfucker, telling you what's cool, telling you what to do.
We're showing you.
Telling you what's happening.
Yeah.
And when did the tail wag the motherfucking dog?
Yeah.
Fuck is you saying?
Man, let me tell you, I walked in there, right? And they told me, you can't put 10 records out at one time. I said, why not?
Man,
I put them out. I
get your bitch ass out of my window and talk to somebody that's in charge. You know something? Because you obviously is not the motherfucker I need to be talking to. Who's your superior, man? I need somebody who talking about. I don't need no middleman. Listen, man. This is funny. This is funny story ever. I was actually in my lawyer's office, the same lawyer, Jonathan Leonard.
Yeah.
The day that I was signing my release papers or receiving my release papers from Arista, I happened to be in that same office at the same time as Mike Caron, who was a young, hungry, successful A&R at Atlantic. And he just, I think he was meeting with Jonathan on some other things that they had going on. Who knows? But he just happened to, like, I pulled up, and he wasn't expecting to see me. I ain't know who the fuck he was.
Yeah.
And I just came, you know what I'm saying, got my motherfucking paperwork from the receptionist, went on up to my lawyer office and signed the shit. And he made his way up to my lawyer office and said, hey, so you're that guy, T.I.?
Yeah.
So you telling me you're free? You're a free agent?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a free agent. Well, we really love to speak to you over at Atlantic Records. Okay, well, when we go over to Atlantic Records, who would I be speaking to? You know, well, I want to introduce you to Craig Kalman. Okay, so Craig Kalman, who's he? He's the CEO. Okay, fine. I'm basically talking to you to get to him.
Yeah.
I don't need to talk to you.
Yeah, I need to talk directly to the man.
I don't do no middleman.
Yeah.
Why don't you do this? Set me up a meeting with this guy who you say is the motherfucking head of honcho and let me deal with him and you goddamn, we'll let you know how the conversation goes.
Yeah.
But motherfucker thought I was like, you know, I was on some, they looked at me like I had three heads when I said that shit within the building.
Yeah. Nah, you know what? You thinking outside the box. You already knew what you wanted when you went in there.
Yeah.
Most people don't know that. They trying to figure it out.
But thanks to motherfuckers like you, I knew what to look for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
nah.
Hopefully motherfuckers can get there, listen to this conversation, man, you know what I'm saying, and direct themselves to some way to kind of apply this to their journey. Because
this is a real conversation of men that
absolutely
come from the streets, men that change their lives, but men that understand the world we live in.
Right.
So you have to know your environment to survive.
But check it out, though. Like, motherfuckers who come from where we came from, on the journey from then to where we are right now, we didn't really have a lot of opportunities to really, like, listen to these types of discussions.
Yeah.
So for motherfuckers to actually be able to put that shit in their repertoire, that shit is valuable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Nah,
this shit gonna goddamn save you some steps.
Yeah, this definitely celebrating tonight and also educating. Let me tell you something. I hope after this conversation, we create more of us, more visualizers, more visionaries, more people that think outside the box.
I think they're already there.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the field of dreams. If you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
When we start having these discussions, they say, so we're not the only ones thinking
this. And guess what? We talked about the good and the bad.
Stuff
absolutely. That everything ain't been perfect for us.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
So it wouldn't be as exciting. It wouldn't be as fun if it was.
It was a rocky road.
Anybody can be on top if you ain't made no motherfucking mistakes.
Yeah.
Nigga, stick around this motherfucker goddamn taking some hits and some lumps and bumps. You know what I mean? Learn trial and error along the way.
Yeah.
Well, man, we really do appreciate you, and thank you for coming, man. Now, one of the things that we do here expeditiously is we try to expand the vocabulary of our listeners with every episode, and we choose a word of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And this word, It's kind of indicative of what you represent and the discussion we've been having.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that word is multifarious.
Mm-hmm.
Multifarious. Yeah. Multifarious is an adjective meaning having many different parts, elements, yeah, forms, etc. Numerous and varied, greatly diverse, or manifold, multifarious activities. To use it in a sentence, Master P, along with myself and many others along this way, have created a vast multifarious organizations worth millions. Like, I think that it takes a multifarious approach to even starting music, get into franchising, get into real estate development. If you're only focused on music, other shit ain't even in your, you know what I mean? You're not even.
Yeah, because like what we just said, what happened when you're not hot no more? Do you let that stop you? But if you had that multifarious, you like thinking, okay.
Absolutely.
I got this over here. I got that over there.
Get some money, man.
You're going to get it.
Absolutely.
And you're not going to let them dictate your success.
That's right.
So you got to be, if you're going to be multifarious, you have to be able to dictate your own success.
Absolutely. When you don't have leverage, you must create leverage on your own. Yeah. You know what I mean? Don't wait on motherfucker to do shit to you. The worst thing you can do is sit around waiting on a motherfucker to goddamn to fix your life for you.
Yeah.
You fix your life on your motherfucking own. You know what I mean?
Think about it. People always talk about taking L's. It ain't about taking L's. It's about
every loss is a lesson.
It's a lesson.
Every loss
that's
is
all
a lesson.
That's all it is.
Absolutely.
It's a lesson. If you understand that, you will get to your destiny.
If you get to a loss and you let that shit take you off your motherfucking dream, then guess what? You never believed in that shit no way. You ain't believed that was able to do what you feel like.
Let me tell you
like
something.
You
that word you just said, believe, is so important. I'm going to tell y'all something, too. The most important thing, if you multifarious, then you have to be committed to what you're doing. If you're not committed to what you're doing, because if you want to be successful, you have to be committed to what you believe in.
Man, you really got to step out there, man, and be willing to take risks, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You got to be willing
to fail. We talked about that earlier.
You got to be willing to fail big,
invest
man.
In yourself.
Absolutely. If you ain't willing to fail, you ain't willing to win. Yeah.
You ain't. Some people ain't willing to try.
You dig
how can you win when you ain't even willing to try?
Yeah, and most motherfuckers rather go through life just being the motherfucker who didn't fail, rather than being the motherfucker.
That's like so they say in the
Bible,
where God gave all these people talent, and the other man he hid hands. He thinking when he come back with it, I ain't did nothing with it. Like man, but you just wasted that.
Yeah, so squandered your opportunities. Hey, man, I hope y'all got your bowl and your spoon out, man, because this is true game. This shit is, you know, priceless, priceless discussions with a motherfucker who has absolutely built empires out of absolutely nothing and showed me how to build empires out of nothing. And I thank you for your commitment.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for your contribution. Thank you for paving the way. You're a motherfucking legend in my eyes. Yeah. Motherfucking king. And shit, I salute you. Love and respect.
All right, my brother. Salute. And
you
man,
did.
This is it. For sure.
Thanks for listening to Expeditiously with me, T.I.P. Don't forget to subscribe at Apple Podcasts and Podcast One and rate and review, please. Hey, listen, man, I want to thank y'all for listening to Expeditiously. Now, as promised, you dig, you know I'm a man of my word. I said I was going to drop a song, and damn it, I owe y'all a song. So here it is, Sabotage.
to begin to be in the position we in. My say I'm shallow. I dove off the deep end. I grew up with hooligans, outlaws, and heathens. Everyone looking for something to believe in. I'm facing my fear while shaking my demon. The scales of a Libra are always uneven. Consistency varies from season to season. From fight for my people to fighting and beefing. The pressure, oh Jesus, like Kodak said, you don't even believe in no Jesus. From gambling and trash, slanking elbows, a reefer to doing it rapid. They're releasing classic. Ain't no competition, they get no attention. Can't nobody come and do it more efficient. So official, leaking in the trauma center. That would act like a itching man. Now when nobody got to say bye. Me, when I did that, listen to respect, something I ain't finna play by. So, you try me, and it's anybody get it. Seems like everybody wanna catch a body. Just to hit the studio and rap about it. Got a future, they gon' wanna sabotage it. Go to prison, bet you they gon' laugh about it. Yeah, when nobody got to say bye. Me, when I did that, listen to respect, something I ain't finna play by. So, you try me, and it's anybody get it. Seems like everybody wanna catch a body. Just to hit the studio and rap about it. Got a future, they gon' wanna sabotage it. Go to prison, bet you they gon' laugh about it. Yeah. No competition gets everyone winning. On IG, all I see is people pretending. Clap chasing, faking, and dying to fit in. Everyone say social media did it, but people been fake long as people been living. So look at their action, forget their intention. Okay, kids in the audience, listen. Never trusting nobody, not more than your vision. Now your energy thrown, you divert from your mission. All cause of some comments or someone's opinion. Goddamn. Look, you'll never be great. You expect everybody to see what you're saying. Develop a plan. Research the people who did it before you be willing to stand. Up for your dreams and belief. Make it happen like only you can, man. I don't give a damn when nobody got to say bye. Me, when I did that, listen to respect, something I ain't finna play by. So, you try me, and it's anybody get it. Seems like everybody wanna catch a body. Just to hit the studio and rap about it. Got a future, they gon' wanna sabotage it. Go to prison, bet you they gon' laugh about it. Yeah, when nobody got to say bye. Me, when I did that, listen to respect, something I ain't finna play by. So, you try me, and it's anybody get it. Seems like everybody wanna catch a body. Just to hit the studio and rap about it. Got a future, they gon' wanna sabotage it. Go to prison, bet you they gon' laugh about it. Yeah, man, when nobody got to say bye. Seems like everybody wanna catch a body. Just to hit the studio and rap about it. Got a future, they gon' wanna sabotage it. Go to prison, bet you they gon' laugh about it. Yeah.